Tov, I feel a bit redundant, but Vayera, like every Parsha Mishnah, is chock full of important Rambans. Maybe stick a needle, you'll get an interesting piece. We'll start with one, which is less Parshanut, and I think we mentioned this in the Bidhu. You have at times the Ramban pieces which are Parshanut, like we said last week, was very careful work in the text in terms of the whole dialogue there between Hagar and Sarah and Avraham. Now the Parshanut enabled us to arrive at certain also then conclusions which go beyond Parshanut in terms of metaphysics, morality, and the like. At times you have the Ramban, of course, halacha, etc., but at times you also have pieces which are more metaphysical in nature. It's the Parshanut element is much less. So he presents his, he said there's one like in Lech Lecha, which we didn't do last week, about Nisim, towards, it's Perek Yizayin Pasuk Aleph. He talks to you about Shem Hashem, and like, it's more of a Vuchim style topics. We have one in Parshat Noach was like that. B'kitzur, the few there's in Vayera as well. We'll start now from one of them. A, because I think it's extremely important for our religious life, Bichlal. Especially because I think the level of awareness of this Ramban is not high enough. Secondly, because it also gives a taste of a different kind, different flavor than what we saw last week. What I have in mind is Perek Yudchet Pasuk Yudtet. Okay, the psukim themselves, the crucial psukim, Hashem Amar Machsanim Avraham, Et Hashem Yosef, Avraham Ayoye Goy Gadol, Nivichu Bo, Kol Mishpachot Ha'adama, Ki Yedaati, V'ma Shetzved Banav V'Tuach Harav, V'Shvu Derech Hashem Asot Tzaka U'Mishpat, Men V'Hashem Avraham Et Hashem Dibay Lo. The Pesuk said, Avraham was designated. Now, okay, the crucial word here is Yedaati. At the moment, I'll say designated, but we'll see, that's exactly the question. Avraham was designated or chosen because the man asher tzved banav v'tuach harav v'shvud Hashem asot tzaka u'mishpat. In other words, the defining characteristic, the quality that's unique in Avraham is chinuch. He's transmitting it to next generation. Now, each of these words are A, crucial, B, not clear cut. What does Yidativ mean? And what does Leman? Does Leman mean in order that or because? That's the same background. But the basic emphasis upon Chinuch in Yehadus begins here. Everything is put aside. Avraham Avinu is defined as engaging in education. So he's going to chinuch, and that really is what it's all about. By the way, the Mishnah Chochma says here that the makor for mitzvah chinuch is in this pasuk. Certainly, the makor, not maybe taking a lulav at the age of 8, but the makor for the fact that it's your goal in life is to educate your child to Yehovah Hashem. That's certainly in this pasuk, and that's what really matters. Let's go to the Ramban. Ki yedaativ. L'man asher yitzaveh. L'shon Rashi. Ari yedaativ. Ari means because, right? Yedaatine ki targumo. L'shon chiba. Kmo muda l'isha v'edaacha. L'mikar kulam. So he begins with Rashi that Ladat means to like. If you translate Ki Dativ, because I like Avraham. Why? In other words, Ki Dativ, I like Avraham because of these qualities. That's Lishon Chiba. כל מודה לאישה ועדה בשם, etc. Okay, Ramban comments on this. Ikar umnam, ikar comes from yidia. Yidia meaning knowledge. Shemechabev et adam umekarvo etzlo. Yodea makiro. Now, the connection between liking someone and knowing someone, Ramban says is, if you like him, you know him. If you know him, you like him. If he's a good person, of course. So you can because you like someone, you know him. Because you know him, you like him. Now, it's an important point regarding the pasuk, pasukim which relate ladat to relationships. Yeda hadam et chava ishto. You talk about that he knew her, or that he liked her. But differently, how much is knowledge part of the recipe there of the relationship? Is the pasuk simply saying he liked her? Or is the pasuk saying that after the chet, so they developed a greater knowledge of each other? In other words, it's not self-knowledge or knowledge of your companion that also develops there. So therefore, ki da'ati, what Rashi means, I like Avraham. What Rabban begins, I know Avraham. I'm aware, I know him. Now this could be because I like him, and therefore it's indicative, it's an indication I like him. However, Nintifarshe, Yudani Boshe, Tzved Banav, Ein Leman, No Fail, Al Halashon. Okay, now, one second. There's another alternative here, which is not that I like him, or that I know him because I like him, but rather, Kidativ, I know that he will transmit this to. Kidativ, and I know that he will educate his children. In other words, simply put, it's if that's the case. Now, that's the case. Rashi points out. The question is, how do you deal with the Laman? So then Rashi's brother, what's the Laman doing over there? The Laman is presumably unnecessary. The way he explained it before, I like him. Why do I like him? Because, like, Laman, Yidativ, no, Yidativ, I like him. Leman, because it's Rebbe Nav B'toach HaRav. Even though Yidativ, that I know that he will transmit this to next generation, then the Leman is unnecessary. I simply, Yidativ, Sheyitzav Rebbe Nav B'toach. That's apparently Rashi. Anyway, we have here is following options. One is talking here about he likes. The other, that he knows. V'itachet Shei Yidativ Gidaltiv Viromamtiv, which would say, now, this could mean, it's like this. We could think along the lines that I chose. It really means elected. I elected on Yisrael. B'chat Yisrael, they were designated or elected or elevated because Yidativ means in Hebrew, you think about the word Yehud, my destiny. Yidativ means I created a Yehud for him. I created a destiny for him, or in Ramban's phrase, Gidaltiv, from Ramtiv, I elected and elevated him. Ba'avur Ashe Yitzhak Banav, in order that Yitzhak Banav Yitzhak Harav. So now, he saw the Laman thing, right? Yidativ doesn't mean I know, but rather I choose. Designate or really elevate the way he says it. ולכך עשינו הגוי הגדול שיעבדוני. וכמוהו ידעתיך בשם אדם ותדעהו. In all these psukim, he understands, it doesn't mean that I know, because the knowledge is, you know, there's no chidush that, you know, ma'adam v'teideyu. In other words, when we say ma'adam v'teideyu, like the pasuk was talking about the pettiness of man, why should God care about petty man? So ma'adam v'teideyu, the Ramban thinks, you're not trying to say who is man that you should know him, but rather who is man that you should elevate him, who is man that you should choose him. And, because Rahu takes interest or is aware of what man does, that he thinks the fact that man is a great creature or a trivial creature is irrelevant. But the question is, Ma'adam vat gadlehu. You know, Ma'adam vat tedehu, who is man that you should elevate him? And that's why he, and that's why Ladat, we understand it means Gidaltiv or Mamtiv. O yoma yedati sheyitzave v'chein man yenuach v'chamecha sheyenuach. So here he's deliberating whether l'man means because or so that. It was yedati because he did. I elected him because he does all this, or I elected him in order that, so that he should do this. Either way. V'nachon be'inai, ki hi yedi'a bo mamash. Yumoz ki yediat Hashem shikto ba'olam ha'shafeh lishmor kalim. V'gam v'yadam munachim ba'lu mikrim. Ad bo'y pekudatam. V'chasidah v'yesum elav libo l'adat v'to b'frat. L'yot shmirato d'veka bo tamid. L'dipedet yem ha'zachar imenu klal. K'tam k'lo yigam mitzadik einav. Up to this point, he's been engaged mostly in Parshanut, which is mostly on the level of the word, not the topic or the episode. No, it's not plot Parshanut, it's simply local, it's a single word. But now, of course, it has significant meaning later on. What's the upshot of the word Ladat? Then the man goes a step further. Yidya here he equates with Hashgacha. Now, the impression I get, even though I'm not 100% certain about this, means knowledge. You know, divine knowledge, Hashgacha, he treats us as one and the same. I'm not sure about that. But B'chol Mikra, the important point here is that ki da'ati kudabat means is hashgacha. And now this raises the next question. As long as Ramban was offering Rashi's interpretations, what the Pshat gave before, so it was clear why it's special for Avraham Avinu. Ki yedativ, I like him, I have a special liking for him. You know, I'm very fond of him. Chibavtiv. So, yes, because Rachel has never been more than other people. Why? Presumably because of his tzidkut. L'man, Hashem said, because he's been said by Navi Tuachara to do the tzedakah mishpat. Because Rachel likes Avraham because of who he is. But he indeed likes Avraham being more than other people. Yedativ, Shetzaveh, if the pasuk is telling us, the Rebbe was aware that Avraham Avinu will do this. Yes, Avraham Avinu will do this. Others maybe not. With Yidativ, Sheitzah ben Abituach Harav. So yes, Avraham, the knowledge is there. Other people don't do that. They're too busy doing other things, developing a career, whatever, and neglect their children. So we don't know that about everybody. We know that about Avraham specifically. And we know about Avraham that he not only will educate his children, but also down a particular path, which is Lasot Tzedakah Mishpat. Now though, when Ramban suggests that Yidya means Hashgacha, so his question is, wait a minute, Hashgacha should be for everybody. Right? Everybody has Hashgacha. So what's the Pesuk saying? Ki yedati, that I give Hashgacha over him. It's presumably true that he should be one of us. Ramban says here, It's not so. That there's a shgacha klalit and not pretty. Read it again. The species. Man is abandoned, exposed to coincidence and accident, and there's not every action you do is divinely mandated or supervised. Because Baruch Hu leaves you to drift in the world, exposed to various accidents and coincidences. Aval b'chasidav yesuda libo dat tobi prat. The other two we can't meet. The Rabban has here a system in which normal human beings have a shgacha klalit, and nature or natural events, be it the laws of nature, be it the laws of economics, the laws of history, or say biography at least, are those that rule. And in other words, and most things which happen are because of either natural laws, scientific laws, economic laws, etc., or coincidence. Munachim bo lemikrim. And this, he says, is the normal mode of hashgacha for the regular average person. To put it differently, a person who alayno is ill, or he's hit by a traffic accident, it's not, you don't say mishamayim. You say that is bidei adam in a sense. He should have looked, or the driver should have looked, or statistically, X amount of people become ill. This is what he's saying over here. Yidiyat Hashem sheyashgichu v'am shafel yishmo haklalim. Again, bnei adam munachim lamikrim agot kudatam. That's stage A of the klal. Stage B is that special tzaddikim are different. He doesn't quite, at least at the moment here, he doesn't give us rules what kind of special tzaddikim we're talking about. But you're talking about tzaddikim who are on a very high level. Chassidav, there indeed now, let me now take the other extreme. If Avraham Avinu wants to go to the makolet and it's raining, because Baruch Hu called for the rain for 10 minutes. In other words, for a normal person, if I decide to go shopping at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's raining at 3:54, because Baruch Hu is not going to stop the rain just for me, right? If it's not raining, and I leave the house at 3:59, it begins to rain, I shouldn't think that Baruch Hu is anything against me. But Avraham Avinu, so because Baruch Hu will turn on or off the tap upstairs because of Avram's needs. It's Ashgacha Kel Pratit. That's like too extreme, but still, if we talk about more important events, so if there are fertility problems by a normal person, it's what he calls Ashgacha Kelalit. We have Sarah Imena's fertility problems, with Rachel Imena's fertility problems, so then that's really because Baruch Hu is manipulate the system because that's what he wants it. Chesdam yisum lav libo l'dat lo b'prat liyot shmirato dveka bo tamid lo tibreda idea v'zichar imenu klal ketam lo igram mitzadik einav ubam mizah psukim rabim ki nechti v'nei Hashem el yireyav v'zulat zeh. You say lo igram mitzadik einav, but for others, yes. It doesn't mean he doesn't know necessarily. It means he's not mashgiach. There's no hashgacha. Let me take an additional example. Let me give you an additional metaphor. Tzahal provides security to all of us. Now, no one in this room at the moment has a bodyguard next to him. What do you have? The army is protecting the borders, and the Shabak is working to collect intelligence, and there are all kinds of serum in the roads over here.
But not every individual car has an individual seal. Now, you don't have an army escort every time you go to Shalim on the bus or on your tramp. It's rather the army is protecting the Gizra. If you're the prime minister, it's not like that. You indeed have a bodyguard. And you have a special car every time you travel back and forth. So you have an escort both behind and the front. Now that's Shmir Prati. But that's Hashgacha Prati. Hashgacha Klalit, the point I'm trying to advance here is the following. Of course, because Rambam cares about us. When we talk about Hashgacha Klalit, it doesn't mean that, okay, it's coincidence, you know, and because Rambam's going on vacation. There's a system of Hashgacha, but the system is Klalit. When we say there's no Hashgacha Prati, we're not saying that therefore, you know, because Baruch Hu is indifferent to us, and you know, he doesn't even know what's going on. No, he's put in place a system to assist us, be it human beings in general, be it Am Yisrael. But the system is a general system. It's not a personal individual system. That's what tzaddikim. So all things being equal, the system is supposed to help us. In other words, at the end of the day, most people live a good life, most people do not have fertility problems, and most people do not have grave illnesses, but the system is designed to help the majority. It's not every individual, every person per se. Unlike tzaddikim, or like in the example I gave, the Rosh Hashanah.
So only tzaddikim can ever get Hashgacha Prati? You can get it like for 5 minutes?
If I say the question correctly, I'll talk about it soon. But just to release the system is presented here. Now, to this, I said before, it's a far cry from a good deal of what we hear in contemporary circles. This Gemara Rosh Hashanah was very important to quote, but before we do that, the Ramban talks about this one other place, which is the Perush to Iyov. Now, obviously, part of the Iyov story assumes Hashgacha. Right? If there's no Hashgacha, then Iyov has nothing to complain about. It can happen. For Iyov to have a complaint, Sutras Baruch Hu is, of course, basically supervising everything that's going on over there. Passage here is in Iyov, Perek, Lamed, Vav, Pasuk Zayin. Lo Yigami Tzadik Einav. Which is the passage that one quotes over here, if you notice. Kitam Legami Tzadik Einav. Now, let me just add a little background over here. There are many, many, many ways to read Iyov and to understand the resolution of the story, if there is one. The Ramban's interpretation of Iyov is as follows, schematically speaking. There's Iyov and the three companions that debate the issue of theodicy back and forth. Then Elihu is, if you remember, like the story goes like this. Iyov, well, this is the frame, but once you get down to the dialogue, there's Iyov and Sofar, Eliphaz, and Bildad. And they go back and forth like 30 prakim almost. Then Elihu intervenes, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu appears out of the whirlwind and gives his reply. The Ramban, unlike many other freshmen, unlike what we would presumably assume, the Ramban doesn't think that the answer begins by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Elihu got it right. The three other ones know, but Elihu was actually gives the correct answer. Because Rachel then gives an additional angle but in a sense, the way the Ramban views it, there are two responses which actually reveal the answer to Eel's problem. And Elihu is one, and he said that Elihu ben Brachel Mishpachat Ram, the Ramban in terms means Avraham. Okay, now, the reason I say all this is because this pasuk is part of Elihu's response. So
if you assume that Elihu was saying the right thing, and like the Rambam did not, for instance, the Rambam has Elihu being, one second, I remember, closer but not there. So then the pasuk is much less important, of course. זה כתוב מפרש עניין גדול, עניין השגחה. ובאו בו פסוקים רבים, כי אנשי התורה והאמונה התמימה יאמינו בהשגחה. כי הכל ישגיח וישמור אנשי מין האדם. מין, 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 species. כמו שכתוב, גדול יצא ורבה אליה, אשר עיניך פקוחות לכל דקל בני אדם, ודאי ליש כדרכיו וכפי מעלליו, ואמר דוד, ככל בוא דורש השם, וכל עצמך שעות מבין. However, ולא בא בתורה ובנבואה, ולא בא בתורה ובנבואה, שיהיה הכל משגיח ושומר אישי שאר הבריאות של המדברות. Because Baruch Hu does not have Ashgacha over animal life. There's a point that the Rambam in the Morning of Ruchim got very worked up about, and there's a whole long discussion to emphasize that it's humans are different than animals. So the Rambam here repeats that point. Lubaba Tabba Nevashi Akel Mashgiach V'shomer Yishei Shar B'yot Shana Medabrot Rak Shomer Et HaKlalim, only the species, the general Ashgacha. He's talking about animals. B'chal HaShemayim Mutzva'am. ולכן הוא תראה שחיטה לצורך האדם. שחיטה, therefore, is permissible because the problem is not the individual, but rather the species. וגם לכפר נפשותינו ולא המזבח. והטעם הזה ידוע וברור. כי האדם, מפני שהוא מכיר את אלוקיו, ישגיח עליו לשמור אותו. Unlike the animals, man has greater providence. Presumably, Ashgacha Pratit, because he said that the animals is Ashgacha Klalit. And human beings, Ashgacha Pratit. Let's continue. Kedak v'shu makir et elokav ishgiach av ishmor oto, v'lokein shar briyot, she'inan medabrot ve'inan yodot boram, u'minatam hazeh yishmor et atzadikim. כי כאשר ליבם ועיניהם תמיד עמו, כן, עיני השם עליהם, יש השם על אחרית שנה. So that's the pasuk in Dvarim, which talks about Hashgacha, and which is addressed presumably to Am Yisrael, as Am Yisrael, Ramban here focuses it upon tzadikim. עד כי החסיד הגמור, הדבק באלוקיו תמיד, the absolute tzaddik, the way the Rambam describes Avraham Avinu in the Morning of Ruchim, that he's constantly he's in constant contemplation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is dvekut non-stop. He's not sechadat for a moment. Chasid Gamur, dvek beilukav tamid. Nothing will distract him. Yenishmar tamid mikol mikre hazman. Zman here means goral. Mikre hazman means coincidence of fate, or the accidents of fate. Afilo avim bateva. Even, in other words, if someone's a chassid, even normal. Not even accidents, even those which are constant in nature, rain and so on. Few of them, but teva v'yishtamer mehem b'neis yaselo tamid. Because Baruch Hu will constantly intervene personally. As I said before, he'll turn on and off the rain by his needs. Kilu yechashev mikat elyonim. Kilu, this person is an angel and not a human being. None of the accidents of fate affect this person whatsoever.
Ukefi kirvato vegvelokav. Now, this is the Chassid Gamur. Now he says, everybody else, there's a certain correlation between the level of Dveikut and the level of Ashgacha. 100% Dveikut, 100% Ashgacha. 95%, 95%, and so on and so forth. וכפיקי ותול דבק ולוקה וישתמש שמירה מעולה והרחוק מן הכל במחשבתו ובמעשיו אפילו את חיים איתה בחטו. He says, someone who the Kadosh Baruch was not present in his life, he never thinks about him, he never sinned, right? Formally he never violated any law, any essay, he never forgot tefillin or lulav, but simply he's indifferent. The Kadosh Baruch doesn't affect his life. He will forfeit him to the access of fate. So maybe he'll avoid it, maybe he'll navigate, you know, all the tzaras, maybe he won't. But because Rabbi will simply leaves him alone. And they're punished, but simply there's no attention paid to them. No one looks over after their affairs. Amal ke kruvim eilav b'techit ha-shmira v'arichokim. Kruvim eilav b'techit ha-shmira v'arichokim eilu mizumanim l'mikrim ein lem matzul min ha-nezek k'mo lech b'chosh k'shekato krova. Like this, if you're a big tzaddik, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, said before, a bodyguard. If you are a Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu simply doesn't bother to concern himself with you. Now he adds, if you walk in the dark and no one is looking after you, the odds of falling are great. In other words, in theory, it's all based upon coincidence and accident. In practice, usually, if there's a ster panim, in practice, usually you trip over something that knows. If you try to walk in the bar Yudah in the middle of the night, if you don't fall off the first ledge, you fall off the tenth. But if not that, you bang your head into a jagged rock or whatever. No, it's sooner or later something will happen. והרחוקים מזומנים למקרים ואין להם עצמי הנזק קודם בחושך שנפילתו קרובה. Now the odds are great. אם לא ישתמר וילך לאט ואמר כי לא בחרב ולכן יושיע השם וקטין אין השם מעבר מייחלים לחסדו. You mark in the enav aleihem. He interprets as follows: the eneshem el nechalim lechasdo. It's not because Baruch Hu knows the amount of supervision is a correlation to the miachalim. Eneshem lechalim lechasdo kifi Hashem miachalim. Based upon to the degree that you are miyachel, in other words, that you remain in contact with Kadosh Baruch Hu, to that degree, he also stays in touch with you. One second. Yomar, tinafel kashem yachlino tamim, v'nafsham v'kaimo, u'mipnei shelov ha'olam, minakat hazot ha'mtzai. Most people, not Torah Shayim, Torah Tzaddikim, most people, they have some amount of Ashgachan, because Rabbi doesn't forfeit them totally, and doesn't watch over them man to man. So therefore, Tzivta Torah, Yichalets HaMilchamim, V'inyam Shuach HaMilchama, L'Shiva Yirei, V'Lemasa Vavachav Kilavo, V'chol Tikun HaMarechot, Kasher Batra B'Nvi'im, Kigon V'Yishad Yid B'Hashem, Yom Elok Ta'ale, Hasel HaChim Bata Mimul B'Chaim, כל נפש שחת בר תבור, כך לך 10,000 איש, כי מויים הם יוצאים ממעט גוי ונצחים בלי נשק, ולחמים מצוח עם לא יולמו, רק עניין, כי הוא נהיה בדרך הטבע מקרה, ועניין הזה, listen carefully now, בירו הרב זלצל, בירו יפה בספר מורה נבוכים, אוקיי,
תגיעו. And he says as follows, because most people belong, are Beinonim. Now, for a moment, remind yourself, or let me refresh the idea of the Tanya, of a Tzadik Beinoni. Right? The Tanya says like this. You have a Tzadik Gamur. Tzadik Gamur lives outside this world. Tzaddik Gamor is not the kind of people that we are. Tzaddik Gamor, it's not that he has the Yetzirah to waste his time to watch TV all day long, and he doesn't because he's Midgaber. Tzaddik Gamor, he lives, the Yetzirah doesn't even affect him to begin with. Most people at Tzaddik Benonin, at Tzaddik Benonin, the Tanya means he's a tremendous Tzaddik. But he's a person whose mindset is like you and me. He's a person who, even though he's righteous, but he feels, in other words, he has Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. He understands and appreciates the pleasure of Olam Hazeh and so on and so forth. Now, most people fall in Yetz in some place or another. The Tzadikim are usually Tzadikim Benonim. Benonim are usually Benonim, and most of Moshe also like that. So therefore, the Rambam says, because most of us are somewhere in between, we don't live a life which is, we may live a religious and a deeply religious life, but it's not divorced Olam Hazeh. So therefore, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to behave naturally. Because it's like this. If, according to Hashgacha, the Rambam doesn't see necessarily an advantage to work through nature. And it's like this. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu,
if the Hashgacha Prati, that he wants Am Yisrael to win a battle, it'll happen even with one person. And that's the whole story of Gidon, right? If he wants them to lose, they'll lose with a million. So why is Tanakh constantly advocating that we have an army and we do things with Derech? Because we're somewhere in between. Because we are neither Rishayim Gemurim, because Baruch Hu is out to punish us at any price. We're not Tzadikim Gemurim that he will change nature for us. We're somewhere in between. So therefore we have to make sure that we have an army and ammunition and so on and so forth and weapons and plans and strategy v'chulei v'chulei. Now the Ran adds that the Rambam b'Yarah Rav Baruch Vachim b'Yur Yefer. Now it's important and interesting. It's interesting because presumably they're not coming from the same place necessarily. But even though they agree about the mechanism, the Rambam has it. They're presumably coming from slightly different places. The Rambam has a function of your knowledge of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the way he builds up his system in Moreh Vuchim. The Rambam has less knowledge, more aspiration and relationships and a connection. But what they both agree to is that Hashgacha is relative to a person's individual connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's not because Baruch Hu is watching over everyone's shoulder each and every moment. Now, the reason it's important also is because Moreh Vuchim gives somewhat of a longer explanation, and the details which are missing over here we can pick up presumably from the Moreh Vuchim. But the basic system is clear. In other words, let me make the following claim, if you put a pot of soup, you leave your chont on the flame, and you go shopping, and you forget it, you come 2 hours later, it's all burnt. That's not Hashgacha Pratit. Because Baruch Hu has no interest, because Baruch Hu was not out to bring your chont, and he therefore caused you to go and to forget, etc., etc. Because it was a nature that you leave a chalk without enough liquid for too many hours in the flame, it burns. If you put water in the flame and you went shopping and forgot about it, and it evaporates and you ruin your pot, that's nature. That's what he calls here mikrim. It's if you have a vino, so yes, so that's a different story. Or if you're now he doesn't detail exactly what level of hashgacha. But if you're not Avraham Avinu, and not a Chafetz Chaim, but you're a plain, good, God-fearing Jew, so, Kodesh Baruch Hu will, within very broad boundaries, allow your life to be, be supervised or to be controlled by nature. And or nature, human beings, we call it Mikri. Now it's Mikri, we can call accident, we call Mikri here rules of nature, but that's the basic point.
Like the argument saying about how Sadiqim come, people like Abraham, they have a special shlucha, but also with Rashaim, they also not have like.
It is, at one point he says that Rashaim simply neglects them totally. It's total neglect. He says a total neglect almost always lead to falling off the cliff at some point or another.
So Hashem doesn't actively punish?
I think the answer is yes. At times he will also actively punish. But in this passage here, that's not his. You know, he's dealing with Ashkecha, with providence, not with punishment. He believes in punishment. But that's a different sugya, a different issue.
How does it relate to statements of Chazal that have to do with interpreting daily events in our life? Like, it comes up a lot in brachot, especially when we're on tefillah and stuff like that. You're basically asking or interpreting Hashkacha around your life. It's assuming you're important enough to have Hashkacha, or not important enough, but religious enough to have Hashkacha.
Okay, so that's the sense of the crux of the issue. Obviously, let me just begin before that. There's a basic tension, let's forget about the Ramban. Assuming there's a basic tension between, on the one hand, Hashgacha, and divine knowledge, and tefillah, on the other hand, nature. Now, you have these two poles. You have Hashgacha, you have Teva. Now, you could take one of the two extremes. The problem is that you got the big problem. In other words, if you say only Teva, so you're denying basically Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world, you're denying Tefillah, you're creating right, a world like Aristotle, which Kadosh Baruch Hu's left the world, the world doesn't interest him. And Tanakh, of course, will affect Kadosh Baruch Hu, cares about us, etc. You take the other extreme, you get into very difficult problems. Both practically, you know, the system simply, empirically speaking, doesn't seem to be that's what's going on. And secondly, you also get to, I think, theological problems. So you have to do one or two things if you want. Oh, it's like this. If you want, you can create some kind of balance or dialectic, which is what Ramban is trying to do. You can talk maybe some kind of two corresponding perspectives, which leaves you still with the question, well, and now what? There is a very deep tension. On the one hand, Tanakh talks about history is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then no one's advocating, okay, because Kadosh Baruch Hu can rescue us, so let's not have an army and let's not train people and mobilize them and equip them. And no one's saying because it's, you know, the Ramban talks about this in the Chukosai. Well, if my relative is sick, I should go to the cult and say kill him all day long, and not go to the hospital. I feel it was here somewhere else. We had some of these shiva here, like 15, 20 years ago. So he had cancer, and he was extremely reluctant to receive treatment. Eichshehu, he was willing to have chemotherapy. He refused the shubev ofen to any additional treatment, neither bone marrow nor radiation. Now, I had two things. On the one hand, one day his chavrusa said to him, "Are you crazy? You're sick and you're not doing anything." So I'm not doing anything. I say to him all day long. That's considered not doing anything by you. I'm doing plenty. And the other, that's point A. Point B, Shvat Haratzon insisted that he go for additional treatment. And when we put so much pressure on him that he got up and he left. He went to another yeshiva. We were apparently they pressured him less. We were unwilling to have someone here who's not willing to go for treatment when he needs it. It was a happy end, by the way. The tehillim helped a lot. The doctors gave a few months. He's alive. He's alive with a few kids and going strong to best of my knowledge.
Now, but at the end of the day, right, you're not going to advocate, you know, I would not want someone here who's not receiving treatment, I would not want someone who's not saying Tehillim. So either you find, you strike some kind of balance, or you say there are these corresponding perspectives, and now, that's the sense that now the Ramban is trying in a sense to solve the problem by creating this balance in which Hashgacha is indeed partial. Now, you're right. Gemarot certainly talk about, you know, Baim Lavi Surin, you know, Yifashpesh Ma'asav, Pishpesh Lomatzah, Yitleh, Yitleh. The other thing is Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which for slightly different reasons, the Gemara talks to whether Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a deen once a year, once a day, once an hour, once a minute. When it says there, Kiman Metzlin Ha'id Na'aktsir V'amirei Kabi Yossi. Because Chachamim think that Kadosh Baruch Hu decides everything in Rosh Hashanah. So if everything is decided in Rosh Hashanah, in other words, if now is Yud Beis Cheshvan, and everything was decided in Aleph Tishrei, it's basically it's Phil Shav. So it says we only doubt Kodesh Rabbi Yossi. In other words, the Gemara is not too taken aback by the possibility that Tefillah is already Tefillah today will make a difference because it's already been determined. I would say the following. First of all, maybe it will be there's a certain tension in Chazal, or the Rambam will tell you different midrashim have different perspectives. I think also something else we have to remember, and this is I said before, there is a system designed to help the majority of people. It's not like there's no care whatsoever. Secondly, Tefillah may be able to overturn. Talk about Tefillah specifically, I think it makes more sense. I'll give you an example. Assuming you file an application. You have to file an application. Well, I'm for a job, for college, for a passport. It'll be processed, right, according to the normal routine. If you have protexia, so you can write, you can make sure that your application is the top of the pile. All you need is someone to go there and all you need is for your friend to pull your application from the middle of the pile and put it on the top. Normally, you know, there are rules, you know, and deadlines regarding taxes and applications and the like. If you get the special treatment, normally the hospital treats everyone based upon the doctor who happens to be on call. If the head of the department is your best friend, he'll come and interview you, etc., etc., etc. Now, tefillah can do that. In other words, tefillah, I can tell you this. This is Hashgacha Klalit. What's my tefillah? My tefillah is I want special treatment. I recognize that the way things normally are, the way the world is run, is general treatment. Amitpaler Hashgacha Shachapratit. In this case, my tefillah is because Baruch Hu should take this case and treat it differently. Even though Derech HaTeva says one thing, but you can still make a request that he overturn and you know, instead of getting the regular, you get the VIP treatment. You can certainly request that. You won't necessarily be answered, but you can certainly make the request. So in that regard, I think tefillah can certainly work. There is though a tension between tefillah and it's masim b'chol yom. If a person is ill and his prognosis is good, so certainly you put effort into tefillah. His prognosis is 50-50, so you need to paler that he should be in the group, you know, he should be those who are able to. The person though is told, you have a chole, it's terminal. And there's none, you have a teva, there's no chance of healing him. So, can you mispalil? Should you mispalil? No, it's. The problem is, no, it's essentially mispalil for this. Right? If you know, but you have a teva, you know, this is what happened in such circumstances. A person's a neurological condition, whatever. You can, now, you can do tefillah, but.
in a sense, we follow the times with what amounts to a miracle, essentially, because Kashbarach override the rules of nature. Is it legitimate? I mean, all to do, not is it legitimate, will it work? The answer may be yes. You could certainly ask. You could certainly request. But again, I think you also have to be realistic, right? Because Rabbi doesn't make miracles every day, not for everybody. So you can ask and you can there's a amount of realism.
You mentioned before that Ashkacha is sort of on the level of what on your connection to Hashem, on your Ashkacha, if you're a Mashkiach, so remember that your Ashkacha will be a certain amount.
That's what Rabban is saying.
Right, so in that sense, then Tefillah is the more you make Pala, the more you become in Tefillah, the more you say the name, then shouldn't that reflect in that?
I agree, I'm saying for certain problems. Certain problems are not a big deal itself, so Lulashka will improve chances vastly. Other problems, you need a. The man says, for Tzaddik, Kashmach will do an Ezgolu. If I'm a Vino, if he wanted to cover, Sarah can give birth at 90. If someone come to me tomorrow morning and say, look, we have a fertility problem, and my wife is 60 years old, I'm not talking now about donations, right? So I would try to find, with all the tefillah he'll do and all the hashka'ah, he will still have to be an immense tzaddik to arrive at that degree. I would not advise him to not expect that to happen. Rather, you have to look for other avenues to deal with this problem.
So far, if something's trivial, it's less likely to feel it'll have an impact?
Not necessarily.
A higher level of hashka'ah? No. It's not like the rain's going to stop for any person, but someone who's sick might be healed even if he's not a tzaddik gamor.
Correct, but not, I think here the question not so much is whether Kashbarach takes interest in small issues or big issues. It's rather, I think the question here is more, how much will he change nature for me, and how much is he willing to basically change the system for someone XYZ. Now, this is a crucial issue. If you want to discuss it more, we can continue next week on the same topic, because it really is a watershed Ramban, and it has enough camino for the daily life. At the moment, I'll say the following. This is not mekubal. If you go to this Ramban, to many, many chugim nowadays, it's kfira, or close to that. It's taken axiomatically that there is hashgacha pratit for every person, basher hu. Now, there's certain logic that Kadosh Baruch Hu can outperform any supercomputer. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in theory, can take everything into account and distill them into policy and results for everybody. And if he's omnipotent, and he is. So why can't he go to Pratit? In other words, part of running the world should dictate a policy of Hashgacha Pratit for everyone. And it's very prevailing, I think, contemporary assumption. I've heard Rosh Yeshivot, the reason I gave the example about the pot before wasn't coincidental. I went to a whole Shiva, give you a whole long drasha about the milk, and leaving milk to boil on the fire, and the milk over poured, and this reminded someone about something else, and the whole chain of events, Hashgacha Pratit. On the other hand, I have my doubts. Milk boils, we all know that milk boils at a certain temperature, which I don't know which it is, but I'm sure there is such a temperature, and b'kitzur, it will happen independent. If a monkey would leave a milk on the flame, the same thing would happen. The Ramban's perspective here is vital. And remember, it's the Rambam as well. With slightly different metaphysics, but it's the Rambam as well.
Just because we said that Abraham Avinu got like Hashgacha, where he changed, nature was changed. Does that mean that the Ramban wanted to say that it's Hashgacha derech ha-teva?
That happened when you got one?
That things were changed supernaturally for Abraham, because he was on that level, and Tzadikim were only on that level. But for the Beinoni, you can't say that according to the Ramban, there still would be Hashgacha
Yeah, there is. No, I think he says so. But the Hashgacha Derech HaTeva requires your cooperation and requires your working through the Teva. We'll stop at this now because time is running out, but do me a favor, consider it. It could be next week. Maybe we'll continue. If you have any opinion, to tell me, to give me some feedback, yes or no. I might do it also, maybe leapfrog to Bechukosai and incorporate the Ramban and medicine as well. And even though it's not Bechukosai, but we'll do it thematically. Please try next week, bring also non-liberations, but also Vayikra, in case we decide to do that.